The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at an historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. That's tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM 89.3, and you're listening to Prime Time, and it isn't what you know, it seems, but who you know, as the old adage goes. And the rise of the digital era has served to bolster the value of business networking, especially in certain sectors. Yet one of the biggest mistakes people tend to make when networking is thinking it's just about running around the room, collecting as many business cards as possible. Oh dear, I think I'm guilty of that.
Okay, today we speak to Matt Murphy, Chief Operating Officer, and Max Srinivasan, Global Markets President, Business Networking International, that's BNI, on how to make the most out of our local businesses networking. Yeah, BNI Singapore comprises 800 local business owners who come together to network and do business with one another every week. And they're celebrating their 20th anniversary today. So Mac, what are the benefits of business networking, and why should we say yes to it?
Yeah, for business owners who are like small and medium scale business owners, they normally need a network to grow their business. Normally, in any business, they need a network. And an organization like us gives them a platform and also teaches them how to effectively network, because there are some techniques on how to effectively network and grow your business. So we're really excited to be here, the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, Mac, 20 years every week. Those are a lot of parties, if I may. It's not really a party, obviously. How can we make the most out of networking, though? Maybe, Matt, you can help us out with that.
Yeah, and the party is an interesting word to use for it. It is a celebration in terms, but it really is a very structured environment, and I think that's the science behind networking.
When you say structured, how? There'll be somebody who will say something, opening address, something to that effect.
Yeah, it's there's the beauty of the business, and we're worldwide, so it happens the same way. And so it's in a very structured way, so that it's not just a free for all. It's not just running around exchanging business cards. It's done in a very disciplined, thoughtful way that's going to really increase what people are going to get out of it from an exchange of business referrals.
Mm-hmm. And so often people are frustrated about not getting more business referred to them. And after all, they often say that isn't what business networking is all about.
Yeah, actually, you're absolutely right, because many people, they go just to networking events for the sake of networking, and they collect business cards, and they assume that these business cards would convert to business someday. And most of the time, they come back to their offices or their homes and just leave their business card on that stack. Mm. I mean, really, action or follow-up has not been done on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the way actually you start getting referred is a three-step process that we teach in BNI. You know, first, you're becoming visible, you know, going to these networking events every week or every month, or any network for that matter. And once people start knowing who you are and what you do, then you start getting what we call credible. They know who you are, they know what you do, but because you delivered some product or service to them and it was done in a good way, you start getting credibility. And that leads to profitability. So most people jump from just trying to network to get to the state of profitability without, they forget the intermediate step of building the credibility first, building the relationship first. And BNI is all about building relationships. The fact that we meet every week, how are things going with you? What's happening in your business? Mm-hmm. And then how can I help you?
It is more or less the same people every week?
We meet in chapters across the world. We have over 8,000 plus chapters across the world. In Singapore, we are about close to 28 chapters now. And, so these chapters meet on a weekly basis.
And they're broken up into what?
They are multiple industries.
Okay.
My chapters in Singapore
are... So each 28 chapter is a mix of people. Okay.
The beauty of it is you might have a dentist in one chapter, and then the same chapter may have an IT consultant. I got introduced to BNI 14 years ago, mm-hmm. and I'm a robotics engineer, and I used to only network in
the engineering sphere.
IT networking. I was invited to a BNI meeting, and I refused to go for 6 months, thinking it was some other other types of industries. I never went. But thanks to my friend, he invited me. I went, and
now you have a good dentist.
I have a good dentist now.
And he's a good robotics engineer.
I saw a coffee and tea vending machine supplier who supplies for coffee and tea vending machine to companies passing a referral for an IT networking gig. I said, wow, this guy, he's in this company. He's giving a, he's supplying coffee and tea, but he knows that this company is expanding. And all he had to do is ask the facilities guy, hey, who's doing your networking? Can I recommend somebody? And that's when I got attracted to BNI. And
that's an important point, the exclusivity within each chapter as well, so that if you make the commitment, if you put in the diligent effort that Mac talked about, the weekly diligence that you need to use to attend to really build the relationships and build the credibility, what you get in return is that exclusivity within your niche, so that you're not going to be, again, if you're a robotics engineer, you're not going to be one of seven in the room. You're going to be the only one. So all the referrals that anyone has for whatever it might be, a dentist or a chiropractor, they're going to go to that person. So there's a commitment both ways in that regard.
And we're speaking to Matt Murphy, Chief Operating Officer, and Max Srinivasan, Global Markets President, Business Networking International, talking about networking. There are, of course, detractors when it comes to networking who feel that, you know, it's all about wanting to get something from somebody, needing to give something to somebody before you can get that something.
Well, tell us, is there a need for physical networking when social media helps savvy entrepreneurs and marketers build an influential network even without leaving the offices or the homes?
Digital disruption, I suppose. Yes, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a place for the digital world for sure. I mean, and it's irrefutable. But there's just something about the human connection. I mean, one of our core values is building relationships, and I think that to really build the trust to want to refer business to somebody, I think you've got to really understand who that person is. And clearly, a lot of things can be done in a digital world and can be done online. But nothing competes with the ability to be face to face and the real trust and the bond that's created in that regard.
So BNI has been around for 20 years. You're just celebrating your 20th anniversary. So belated congratulations. But have you seen it changed at all? Digital disruption, as I mentioned earlier.
I think we coexist. We love the digital space. We do a lot
of
stuff.
Has it helped as well?
Yeah. See, a lot of even for BNI and for our members, you know, social media is here to stay. LinkedIn and all these networks actually aid to our business members. We coexist very, very nicely. Social media and the digital space brings us the first component of visibility. I was talking about, hey, I exist. But the credibility part happens when when somebody personally recommends you. You know, the social media is very much needed in the current world. But when somebody gives you a personal recommendation, it gets a lot more weightage. And that's where the BNI comes into place. When week after week, we're able to meet. And these entrepreneurs here, we have about, close to 800 or 900 entrepreneurs in Singapore. But these 900 entrepreneurs have access to the 260,000 entrepreneurs we have worldwide in 73 countries. Today morning, we were talking to a couple of business owners. One of them said 100% of his business, and he's just been in BNI a few years now, he's 100% of his business is coming from BNI. Another entrepreneur who is into CCTVs in Singapore, he was at BNI earlier, and then when he left BNI, he still gets over $200,000 of income coming in from referrals and connections he had made when he was in BNI in his earlier stint, and now he's joined back BNI again. And now he's joined back to give back, saying, look, I made a lot of money in this.
Excellent.
I want to be able to give back and contribute to the economy.
Right.
BNI is the only thing, only organization I have seen where we really work at the grassroots level of an entrepreneur. Helping an entrepreneur not only get referrals, but there's a, when we talk about the physical network, there's a lot more than getting referrals. There is a connection, there is mentorship. Hey, I can introduce you. Hey, don't do this. Or they say, hey, don't work with that particular client. That client's not going to be paying you. So that's not going to happen on the online space.
Yeah. Let's go way back a bit, though. And 20 years ago, the genesis of BNI and how it was to come to be that you realized this kind of networking is much better way to do business.
Sure. See, in Singapore, we are 20 years. But the genesis of BNI is over 35 years. It started by Dr. Ivan Meisner. And he is in the U.S. He was a business consultant. And the story of BNI goes that in one of his clients, he understood was going under because of some other issue. So he said, hey, man, I need to pick up the pace on that business. And where did I get my clients? And when he started analyzing his own client list, he realized most of them came from referrals. Mm. So his first concept is, these people are giving me referrals. So as a business consultant, let me invite them to the room. Let me learn about their business where I can open up more doors for them. That was his initial concept. But that picked up so fast that within the first year, with or without him knowing, there were 20 chapters that got started in the U.S., mm-hmm. right? And then it started growing so fast that as soon as consulting business became more of the networking platform that benefited people. Mm-hmm. BNI today, last year, in the last 12 months, has helped business owners across the world generate $16 billion, that's with the B, $16 billion worth of business. And this is what I call grassroots level. It does not matter how the economy goes up or down. We are here to help each other. In fact, within BNI, we talk about just buy within BNI. Mm-hmm. If this product or service is allowed, whether if we have a mobile phone supplier in BNI, let's go and support him first.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's how we help each other. And it doesn't matter if the economy goes up or down, we are here to help each other out.
Right.
And it's what kind of model? Subscription? I have to be recommended by somebody?
It's a very simple model. It's like a very, it's a subscription model. In Singapore, I believe it's around $1,000 subscription, annual subscription that includes your application fee. The renewal fee will be a little lesser than that. Mm-hmm. And that's how they would participate at the chapter meetings. You would register. The first way
of course, the onus is on you to actually attend.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's like
I can lead you to water, but I can't force you to drink,
I click in with my members. Hey, guys, it's like joining a gym membership, right?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you
don't go. Mostly to go in every week and then network and build it.
Right.
But we're here to teach you that, yeah.
Well, tell us, how can small businesses, people listening to us right now in Singapore, grow their business via your referral program?
Yeah, the first thing is they have to get invited. Mm. BNI is a word of mouth organization, so somebody in the network has to invite you, because we don't, you wouldn't have heard us do a lot of advertising and stuff. Mm. Now, if you don't have anybody to invite you, go and do yourself a self-invite. You go to our website and you check, hey, which chapter is closer to me, and you can invite. Say, I'd like to come and visit you. Mm. Then there's a once the chapter, like Matt was alluding earlier, each category of the business has got an exclusivity. So if I'm a realtor and I'm attending a chapter, and if there's already a realtor in that chapter, I cannot join the chapter.
Oh.
They will refer you to another chapter. So
you want that sort of different mix of people from different sort of industries.
You can only have one category per chapter. There can be only one realtor, one banker, one dentist in the chapter. Mm. So that's the starting process. The chapter, BNI is like an invitation process. You go to a couple of chapter meetings, you attend, you network, and then you apply. There's an application form. And if the chapter decides to invite you over as a permanent member, then you start your journey in BNI.
But visiting is the first step, and that's it's something that we cherish. We encourage people to visit. We love to have visitors there. It really makes the meeting even more vibrant. So that's the first step if somebody's interested.
What are the future plans then, Matt? Can't possibly get any bigger, can it? Of course it can.
yeah. It does every day. I mean, again, worldwide, we're in 73 countries, 260,000 members, and it grows every day. It's really, really exciting to be a part of for that reason.
Mm. Big thank you to Matt Murphy, Chief Operating Officer, and also Mac Srinivasan, Global Markets President, Business Networking International, or BNI. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
If your air conditioning or furnace stops working in the middle of the night, on a weekend or over a holiday, there's no reason to wait to get it fixed. Because Atlas Butler's always open and we never charge any overtime or after-hours fees.
The Atlas Butler family is here to keep your family safe and comfortable. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.